I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Mark Ellis, who is director of the International Bar Association, and who's something of an expert on the way these international courts work. Could you explain for a layperson the significance of what we've seen now?
Well, I think the significance is that we have, for the first time since the Nuremberg trials, a conviction of a former head of state. And that, I think that is consistent with the direction of international law, and particularly the focus of international tribunals that are saying we need to look at those with the most responsibility for crimes that were committed. And in this case, the court found overwhelmingly that Charles Taylor aided and abetted and planned some of the most heinous crimes that were committed by rebel forces in Sierra Leone. I think that's a significant step for international accountability.
Is this a sort of verdict that should have dictators around the world kind of quaking in their beds?
So far, international law and international tribunals have not had that effect. But once we continue to build up the degree of credibility in international tribunals, that even heads of state who commit these crimes will be brought to justice, that's what I'm hoping will finally become a deterrent for future atrocities. So I think this is an important step in achieving that goal.
And yet even this was a fairly convoluted process, in the sense you had the president of one country being tried by a court which was partly instigated by a different country. Could you again kind of talk through for the layperson the reasons why we had to take things this kind of way?
Well, I think it's an excellent point, because it is quite different from the other cases that you see being undertaken by international tribunals. This was a case where you had an individual, Charles Taylor, president of a country, but accused of committing crimes in a neighboring country. I think that's quite significant, because the legal principle that if you're engaged through aiding and abetting or planning these types of crimes, atrocities, it doesn't matter if you commit them in your own country. It's a universal jurisdiction concept, and therefore Charles Taylor was found guilty of committing crimes in a neighboring country. I think that's a very important and very unique statement for an international court.
Do you think also there's a significance to the fact that this wasn't purely, for example, a UN-sponsored court, that this was a partly a national court too? Was that a kind of deliberate part of the process?
Yes, and I think it's an important part of the process that I think this type of a court, a mixed tribunal where you have international participation and local participation, at least in my opinion, is the best model. The reason is because, first, these are very complicated cases. In this case, having lasted over 4 years, and the complexity of the crimes that are being charged. And so I think it's important to have expertise from international bodies and international experts. But at the same time, these are crimes that were committed against a nation and against a people. And it's important that they, too, are involved and participate in the process of accountability. I think that combination is a very powerful one.